Your organization values some tasks, but they might not boost your career. Non-promotable tasks, NPTs, are tasks that help your organization but don't advance your career. They don't lead to promotions, high performance reviews, interesting projects, salary increases, or better job prospects. To see if a task is promotable, check if it aligns with what your organization values, like profit or market share growth. Tasks that directly support these goals are more promotable. Determine your organization's priorities by looking at its mission statement, strategy, annual reports, marketing materials, key performance indicators, KPIs, and the achievements it highlights internally and externally. Understanding these factors helps you identify which tasks are valued and contribute to career growth. Tasks that demand specialized skills or facilitate valuable connections typically hold high potential for promotion. Conversely, non-promotable tasks, NPTs, often lack visibility, don't demand special skills or qualifications, and contribute minimally to the organization's progress. Examples of NPTs include aiding others with their tasks, coordinating office events, participating in committees, supporting recruitment and onboarding efforts, and handling office housework, such as preparing coffee or tidying up after meetings. Women, especially women of color, bear more unrecognized organizational tasks. Studies consistently find that women in various job roles and industries take on more non-promotable tasks compared to men. In academia, surveys involving over 6,000 participants across the United States revealed significant gaps in non-promotable work. For instance, women are more likely than men to participate in committees or faculty senates, despite these roles offering no career advancement opportunities. In both government agencies and private companies, women often end up doing more non-promotable work compared to men. For example, at a big professional services firm, female consultants put in around 200 extra hours each year on tasks that don't lead to promotions. That's like a whole month's worth of extra work for them. And it's not just women feeling the weight. Women of color face an even heavier load. Studies show that faculty members who are people of color end up doing more non-promotable tasks than their white colleagues. In one study, they were doing an extra 3 hours of this kind of work every week. This extra work helps the university, but it doesn't really help the careers of those who do it. Social norms pressure women into accepting unacknowledged tasks. Women often end up doing tasks that won't lead to promotions more frequently than men, and there are two main reasons for this. First, women are asked to do these tasks more often than men. Second, when asked, women are more likely to say yes. It's not because women enjoy these tasks or are particularly altruistic. Research shows that women tend to volunteer almost 50% more often than men in mixed gender groups when given the chance. However, when placed in all-male or all-female groups, the volunteering rates become more balanced, with men volunteering more and women less. This difference in behavior between mixed gender and single gender groups suggests that both men and women expect women to take on these less rewarding tasks. When women refuse to volunteer, they face negative consequences unlike men. Society expects women to volunteer, and when they don't, they're often punished or not rewarded. On the other hand, men face no backlash when they choose not to volunteer. In fact, when they do volunteer, people view them positively. Women often feel guilty for not meeting this social expectation, which pushes them to say yes even when they don't want to. Women are more often asked to do non-promotable tasks than men. Women frequently find themselves receiving more requests for non-promotable tasks, NPTs, compared to men. This trend often operates on a subconscious level. Firstly, people tend to avoid hearing no to their requests, So they approach individuals they believe are more likely to say yes, often targeting women due to societal expectations of their agreeability. Secondly, there's a prevailing perception that NPTs align better with women's roles. This belief stems from the fact that women often already engage in these tasks, fulfilling expectations of helping others, and from stereotypes portraying women as possessing lower skills and status. These combined factors create a scenario where women become the primary recipients of NPT requests, highlighting the influence of societal norms and gender stereotypes. Women are often asked to take on non-promotable tasks, NPTs, for a couple of reasons. First, if a woman has done a particular job well in the past, she might become the go-to person for it. This means if she agrees to do an NPT and does it successfully, she'll likely be asked to do it again. Second, members of underrepresented groups, like women, and especially women of color, are often asked to take on NPTs to represent their group. While those making these requests may have good intentions of giving a voice to these groups, it can become burdensome and feel like an extra demand on these individuals. This is called cultural taxation, benevolent sexism in the workplace. Sometimes, requests for women to do extra tasks at work happen because of something called benevolent sexism. This is when people want to give women special projects or put them on committees to help them learn about the organization and get ready for leadership roles. But here's the kicker. Often, guys don't have to do these extra tasks and still end up getting promoted. Maintaining work-life balance amidst non-promotable task overload. Doing tasks that don't lead to promotions can throw off your work balance. If you can't work extra hours, you might end up doing more of these non-promotable tasks than the ones that could help you move up. This creates an uneven workload. But if you do work extra hours to finish both types of tasks, you'll have less time for yourself. This creates an imbalance between work and your personal life. Both situations can cause serious problems. Imbalance between your workload and your job description can mess up your career plans big time. If you end up doing more non-job related tasks than your coworkers, chances are you won't get good reviews, a raise, or a promotion. Spending too much time on stuff that's not what you're trained for or supposed to do can make you doubt your professional identity and skills. And it's not just about feeling frustrated. It can wear you out emotionally and cause conflicts with your colleagues, especially those who are moving up the ladder. For women dealing with this, it can all pile up until they decide to quit. Balance between work and life. If you try to make up for lost time at work by putting in longer hours, your loved ones will be the first to feel the impact. You'll end up spending less time with them, and when you are around, your mind will often be preoccupied with work. The stress from working extra hours and having a never-ending to-do list can also make you short-tempered with your family. Moreover, this work or life imbalance can take a toll on your social life too. You'll have little time for friends or to socialize with colleagues, leading to social isolation that can harm your mental and physical health. Eventually, working too much will lead to stress and burnout. On top of all this, trying to do too many non-essential tasks alongside your core work probably won't pay off. People are likely to see you as less qualified than those who focus more on their core tasks and spend less time on the non-essentials. Consider before you commit. Before agreeing to a task, take a moment to think. Understand what needs to be done, how long it will take, and if you can manage it alongside your other activities. Think about how saying no might affect how others see you, especially if you're in a place with a strict hierarchy. Be realistic about how much time the task will actually take, as things usually take longer than expected. Consider what you're giving up when you say yes to something. It might mean less time with your family or fewer chances to pursue your interests. Recognize the situations that often make you say yes, like feeling flattered or pressured. Be honest about these triggers so you can respond differently. When you decline, be clear about it. It's important not to leave room for misunderstanding or give the impression you might change your mind later. Maintaining work-life balance amidst non-promotable task overload. Doing tasks that don't lead to promotions can throw off your work balance. If you can't work extra hours, you might end up doing more of these non-promotable tasks than the ones that could help you move up. This creates an uneven workload. But if you do work extra hours to finish both types of tasks, you'll have less time for yourself. This creates an imbalance between work and your personal life. Both situations can cause serious problems. Imbalance between your workload and your job description can mess up your career plans big time. If you end up doing more non-job related tasks than your coworkers, chances are you won't get good reviews, a raise, or a promotion. Spending too much time on stuff that's not what you're trained for or supposed to do can make you doubt your professional identity and skills. And it's not just about feeling frustrated. It can wear you out emotionally and cause conflicts with your colleagues, especially those who are moving up the ladder. For women dealing with this, it can all pile up until they decide to quit. Balance between work and life. If you try to make up for lost time at work by putting in longer hours, your loved ones will be the first to feel the impact. You'll end up spending less time with them, and when you are around, your mind will often be preoccupied with work. The stress from working extra hours and having a never-ending to-do list can also make you short-tempered with your family. Moreover, this work or life imbalance can take a toll on your social life too. You'll have little time for friends or to socialize with colleagues, leading to social isolation that can harm your mental and physical health. Eventually, working too much will lead to stress and burnout. On top of all this, trying to do too many non-essential tasks alongside your core work probably won't pay off. People are likely to see you as less qualified than those who focus more on their core tasks and spend less time on the non-essentials. Consider before you commit. Before agreeing to a task, take a moment to think. Understand what needs to be done, how long it will take, and if you can manage it alongside your other activities. Think about how saying no might affect how others see you, especially if you're in a place with a strict hierarchy. Be realistic about how much time the task will actually take, as things usually take longer than expected. Consider what you're giving up when you say yes to something. It might mean less time with your family or fewer chances to pursue your interests. Recognize the situations that often make you say yes, like feeling flattered or pressured. Be honest about these triggers so you can respond differently. When you decline, be clear about it. It's important not to leave room for misunderstanding or give the impression you might change your mind later. Non-promotable tasks are inevitable. Manage them within a balanced workload. Organizations need non-promotable tasks, NPTs, to flourish, but you get to pick which ones to tackle. Here's how. First, look at all your work, including stuff that helps you climb the ladder and stuff that doesn't. Decide how much time to spend on NPTs based on what your organization expects. Chat with colleagues, mentors, and maybe even your boss to figure out how many hours you should dedicate to NPTs. Calculate how much time you spend on non-primary tasks, NPTs, and think about what you're missing out on by doing them instead of other stuff. Maybe it's spending time with friends, learning something new, or just chilling out. Then, pick out which NPTs you'd actually enjoy doing alongside your main tasks, PDs. Not all NPTs are boring or useless. Some can be really cool because they match your interests and make you feel good. Others can help you get better at what you do or give you a break from tougher tasks. And hey, some might even pay off in the long run by helping you reach your goals. So, it's worth thinking about how you spend your time and what you want to get out of it. Equitably distributing non-promotable tasks benefits organizations in the long run. When it comes to handing out tasks at work, it's essential to be strategic. Rather than piling everything onto the same people all the time, leaders should think about who's best suited for each job. This way, we avoid putting too much pressure on certain individuals and causing problems for the whole team. To do this right, managers need to first figure out what each person is good at. Then, when new folks join the team, they should make sure everyone gets a fair shot to show what they can do. Once managers know who's best for what, they can divvy up the work in a way that makes the most of everyone's talents. And here's a key tip. Don't just ask for volunteers to avoid unfairness and ensure the best outcomes. When everyone pitches in their fair share of non-promotable tasks, NPTs, it fosters a culture where people gladly help each other out. This happens because nobody worries about shouldering all the burdens alone. Fairly distributing these tasks also keeps employees engaged and helps the company retain its talent. Individuals can help tackle gender imbalance in non-promotable work, a societal issue. Tackling the problem of unequal gender representation in non-promotable tasks needs action at the company level, but individuals can play a part too. You can kickstart change by spreading awareness about this issue. Use terms like NPTs and highlight the gender gap in these roles. Share facts and visuals to explain the problem clearly. It's crucial that leaders understand how ignoring this imbalance can harm the company's success. Forge alliances with peers facing similar hurdles, understanding coworkers, or influential figures within the workplace. Rather than solely depending on volunteers, suggest equitable alternatives like random selection for task assignments. If you observe someone, particularly women, unfairly shouldering additional responsibilities, speak up, especially if you're in a leadership capacity. Key points. 1. Recognize the value of non-promotable tasks, NPTs, in organizational success while balancing workload for career growth. 2. Gender disparities persist in non-promotable task allocation, with women often shouldering more than men. 3. Social norms and stereotypes pressure women into accepting non-promotable tasks, impacting career advancement. 4. Maintaining work-life balance amidst non-promotable task overload is crucial for personal well-being and career sustainability. 5. Consider the implications before committing to tasks, balancing organizational needs with personal priorities. 6. Individuals can play a role in addressing gender imbalances in non-promotable work by raising awareness and advocating for fair task allocation.